Hey, what's up, everybody? I want to thank you for joining today's edition of the Gripe Session Podcast. See, one of the things that we want to talk about today is we want to basically have a conversation with you all about accountability. And what does that mean? Check it out next.
It's Gripe Session time with your host, George Wanica.
It's about nothing.
Discussing everything from real estate, current events, a little bit of everything, and the annoying little things that just tick you off.
You can't handle the truth.
What?
You didn't know?
Here's your host, George Wanica.
You asked me to call somebody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I want to welcome you to today's edition of the Gripe Session Podcast. Now, we're going to try to do some of these podcasts a little bit quicker and a little bit more, I don't know if edgy is the right term, because that's kind of exactly what this is all about. But with that being said, you got to make sure you do me one favor first. You got to subscribe, as you see on to my left, to my social medias. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you're checking that out, the Gripe Session Podcast on YouTube. And you know what? Let's just get right into it today. So now, one of the things that we wanted to talk today about a little bit is about accountability. And in the real estate business, one of the things that I am continuously finding is people not really being accountable or being held accountable for things. Now, there's a lot of different places that we can take this. And everybody always wants to talk about the professionalism of our industry and all those types of things. But here's what I need you all to think about for a minute. One of the first things that I want you all to have a think about and have a conversation about, quite frankly, is taking a look in the mirror. And when I say take a look in the mirror, everybody always loves to say, well, I do that every day, George, when I do my hair or when I shave or I brush my teeth in the morning. No. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is how do you conduct yourself every single day? We talk about accountability, right? And in this business, which I've been doing over the last 30 years, one of the things that I find absolutely freaking amazing is the fact that our bar to get in the real estate business is very low. There's not a high bar to come into this business. And there should be, because you're dealing with the most important financial decision that clients and families are ever going to make. So the bar in our industry should be raised up even higher. But something else should be raised higher as well. Brokers, the people that agents go to work for, there has to be a bar that's set a little bit higher for those people as well. And now, again, as always, I'm not painting everybody under the same brush, so to speak. However, we all know that there are people in this industry that there are brokers that take care of their agents. They educate their agents. That's a huge thing. Huge thing. The real estate industry is under attack, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to ask you one solid question. Where do you get your information from? Do you get it from your association? Probably. You probably get some emails here or there. But as we all know, realtors don't read, so RDR. But with that being said, do you get it from your office? Where do you work? Do you have conversations about litigation, how things have to be done a certain way? Do you get paid if things are not done a certain way? Those are all questions to ask. Or do you get educated by mediums such as this? Listening to the rest of us who do things the right way, yet you work for somebody else. Now that's fine, right? But there's got to be accountability on your behalf as well. And what I mean by on your behalf as well is mostly agents that I happen to run into, I ask, why do you go work for the company that you work for? And the overwhelming reason why is because of my split. I'm got a good number that I get from my company, and I really don't talk to anybody in my company. Well, then my question is, ladies and gentlemen, is why are you there? What are you doing? If you do things a certain way and it's only about your split, then I have news for you. You're in the wrong place because you're not learning anything. Are you growing? No. Are you learning anything? No. Why? Because there's got to be a give and take, ladies and gentlemen. We go back to how did this whole podcast start off today? Talking about accountability. There's two sides to being accountable. Now, I'm going to ask you all a question. When it comes to accountability, shouldn't you, broker and agent, be accountable to each other, right? I asked some of you, when was the last time you actually heard from your broker?
Well, you know, George, I don't not really talk to my broker, but I talk to the managers.
Is that the same thing? Like, honestly, you'd think that that's the same thing. And I've heard those arguments as well.
Well, my broker is so big that he's got all of these other things going on. He can't talk to me. But the managers can.
And yes, there are some good managers. I will not say that there's not. However, everything falls under the auspices of your broker based off of Department of State, at least in New York. So, if that's the case, God bless you. If that's not the case, my question to you is, what do you think if you started a business and gave away the majority of your profit? Do you believe that your broker is invested in you? Better yet, there are certain expenses that come across with running a company that the broker is accountable for. Remember, we use that accountability word. My question is, are you accountable to any of those expenses? No. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get out of a conversation about take, 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 take. Yes, we are a business. 100%. You're in your own business if you're an agent watching this, and your broker is in your own business. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake. For people to stay in business, you need to have a profit or be profitable. So I want agents as well as brokers to start being more accountable. What I also would like is for our leaders to be more accountable within our local associations, our state, our national, be more accountable. Now, what do I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen? Well, it's real simple. When you're elected to, well, we're going to get, when you're elected, because that's a whole joke too, but when you're elected to be a leader, not every leader is one. That's first and foremost. But not every decision you're going to make is the right one. I've made errors throughout my entire 30-year career. There's one difference, though. I've owned every error I've ever made. I've said if I made a mistake, I'm the first person to say I made the mistake. However, if something that there's out there that I believe in, which is being accountable, if there's something there, I'm going to say, guess what? This is wrong. Now, we're going to get more into some of the other accountability aspects in another podcast, which we're going to get ready to shoot very shortly. And that should be fun, so make sure you don't miss it. It's going to be a collaborative podcast, and we're working on setting up that time. But I'm just curious. You know, we talk about the business world. We talk about our associations from realtors. We talk about it with our elected officials, right? We want our elected officials to be accountable. We want to say, why did you vote on this? Why did you vote on that? Okay? As a perfect example, I had elected officials in my office a couple weeks ago doing some interviews for a political party that I'm involved in. And one of the questions that I came back at is, why can't we just break things apart? Why do we have bills upon bills upon bills? And it says, this is the type of bill that it is, but there's 15 other layers to that bill that nobody even talks about that are in the bill. Because it's what the federal government does. And quite honestly, the answer was, because that's the way that it's done. I think everybody's tired of the way things are done. I think people nowadays, and you all can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments below if you decide to comment on this. Do you want people to be more accountable for their actions? That's the $30 million question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hold people accountable for all of their actions? That's a better question, okay? Because without accountability and without holding people accountable for the decisions and actions that they make, are you helping that person to realize that they did something wrong? Because if not, and I see this all the time, everybody will sit back and say, when people are volunteering, thank you, and I see it, and it makes me almost want to vomit. I'm being completely honest with you. Because sometimes some of these people just don't understand what goes into everything, and they also don't understand some of the individuals that they're telling, thank you for your service. Really? Really? If you only knew. But you will soon. Because it's coming. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for checking out the Gripe Session. And once again, we definitely appreciate it. And hey, make sure you're doing one of two things. A, you're either subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts at the Gripe Session Podcast. Or make sure you're following us on the social medias. And or make sure you subscribe to the Gripe Session Podcast over on YouTube. With that being said, we'll see you on the next one. And make sure, more importantly, you do something nice for something that you wouldn't normally do,
And we'll catch you on the next edition of The Gripe Session. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Gripe Session. Please follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.